Luke chapter 6. And on the second Sabbath after the first, he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and ate, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" Jesus answered them, "Haven't you read even this, what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he went into the house of God and took and ate the showbread, and gave also to those who were with him, which it is not lawful to eat except for only for the priests. And he said to them, The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And on another Sabbath he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, so they could find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, "Get up and stand in the middle." And he got up and stood. Then Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" And looking around on them all, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored well like the other one. And they were filled with insanity and consulted with each other what they could do to Jesus. And in those days, he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called to him his disciples, and from them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also was the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, in the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Zidon, who came to hear him and to be healed from their diseases, and those who were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude tried to touch him, for power went out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you that are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you'll be filled. Blessed are you that cry now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and throw out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and jump for joy, for see, your reward is great in heaven. For their fathers did like that to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe to you that are full, for you'll be hungry. Woe to you that laugh now, for you'll mourn and cry. Woe to you when all men speak well about you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. And to him that slaps you on one cheek, offer also the other cheek. And him that takes away your overcoat, don't forbid to take your coat also. Give to every man that asks from you, and of him that takes away your goods, don't ask for them back. And as you want men to do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love those who love you, what thanks do you have? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks do you have? for sinners also do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what thanks do you have? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you will be the children of the Highest, for He is kind to the unthankful and to the merciful and to the evil. Therefore be merciful, like your Father also is merciful. Don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure out with, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Won't they both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be like his master. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't perceive the plank that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself don't see the plank that is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First remove the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck that's in your brother's eye. For a good tree doesn't produce corrupt fruit, nor does a corrupt tree produce good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For from thorns men don't gather figs, nor from a bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart that which is evil. For from the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood came, the stream beat forcibly on that house and couldn't shake it, for it had a rock for its foundation. But he that hears and doesn't do is like a man that without a foundation built a house on the earth against which the stream beat forcefully, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great.